I was just going to start, but someone asked me if I was ready.
I know.
Oh, my phone's just going off now.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Hello, and welcome to the Seal Podcast. Now, Fraser's not here, so I'm just going to say we're ditching this lottery bingo calling out bullshit. So, we're all done. It's episode 91.
Yeah,
I'm sure there'll be one next week.
There won't. There's no more. Right, okay. So, now I better... what does he say? All right. I'm Pilch, your host. And on my left, we have Dave.
Hello.
And on my right, we have Neil.
Hello.
And I'm looking in the distance, and Fraser's nowhere to be seen.
No.
So you're stuck with me as host today, I'm afraid. And how are you two chaps?
All right. Been a, you know, pretty boring, normal week in my life, but I've been on holiday.
Glad it's Friday.
Yeah,
and yeah, it's been one of them.
Been working.
Yeah, I've been working. Yeah. Well, obviously, I have Monday off. But it just feels—I don't know—it feels like I get a whole week's work condensed into 4 days. So it doesn't feel like a day off because like the rest of the days are just like. Condensed amount of shit that I've got to deal with, so yeah, need a holiday.
Well, we'll discuss all the exciting stuff we've been up to this week in a second because we've got
I've got some stories.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Look forward to that. Well, we better get rid of the community. No, not get rid of. Sorry. Let's enjoy the community stuff first. So what have we got here? We've got an email. Oh, we've got an email from Adam. He's becoming a very regular contributor, isn't he? Right. Indeed. Evening. Please could you rank your top three fruits in reverse order? Mine are number three, blueberry. Where's the rest of it? Oh, it's over there. Okay. So I ain't got full screen. Number two, mango, and number one. Banana. Thanks in advance, Adam. So we'll start with Dave, shall we? Come on in. Have you ever thought, think about this
top three fruits? Top three fruits in reverse order from three to one. I'm quite bored with fruits. It'll be like orange, well, tangerine. I don't really like oranges. Tangerine, apple, and then I like a kiwi.
Not a fan, I've got to be honest.
Yeah.
We're going to critique each other's answers now as well.
You know, they're pretty standard. Like, I don't know, I don't like...
No, that meth, sounds a bit so. Bit niche, like tangerine. You could have said orange. That would have been a bit
more... I would have said Satsuma. More of a Satsuma man myself.
Yeah, it's
What's
an
a tangerine?
Orange is... Tangerine like is...
A... I know it's like an orange fruit. It's like...
Yeah,
tangerine is a little bit smaller. It's more of a small orange, whereas Satsuma's got quite a loose.
Maybe it's a Satsuma like
a loose baggy like skin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Satsumas are as you just peel away and you get all the pith off, and they don't generally have pips. The pith, the white bits. It's called pith.
Yeah. Yes, I know. I worked at Fruit and Veg for a while.
Yeah, and the apples. I've
do you have a
I've
specific learned, apple?
I like I don't know.
Brain. Do you like them tart and crispy or like soft and flavourless?
It's the kind of reddy green ones that I like.
He likes a Brain Burn then.
You like a Cox?
They're a little bit too sharp, the Coxes. Brayburns are a nice all-rounder, I think. Or
Galas.
Pink Ladies
are quite tart, I
think. Galas are too soft. They're a little bit fleshy, I think you'll find.
But the trick to eating apples is you hold the stalk and then you eat from the bottom to the stalk. And then because you don't actually taste or have the mouthfeel.
You don't pull the stalk out.
You just hold on to the stalk. You literally just hold on to the stalk.
Like the shittest lolly stick ever.
And then you eat from the bottom down.
That's a toffee apple you're thinking of.
So, but you basically eat all the core and everything, but you don't feel it. Because it's like as you're taking a bite, it's so much like it's not a lot of the actual bite itself of the core.
Do you eat all the pips and everything? Do you literally have like just a stalk?
I'm not wrong. An apple? Yeah.
You're weird.
Yeah, that's not right. You hold it end to end, in finger and thumb, and eat it until there's core's gone.
You do it that way.
Just core left, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, you do it the way I do it. You don't have any core left, so you don't have any sticky.
It's still there. You still have to eat it, though. It's not very nice to eat that bit in the middle.
What, the core? What, you eat it after you eat all the...
No, I don't eat it.
No, we don't eat it at all. No one eats the compost. Core.
No, but what I'm saying is, I eat the core because you don't actually realise you're eating the core because you're eating it. That honestly, give it a go. If you get a spare
I'm not
apple,
giving this a go. Like, this is just weird.
Are you not getting confused with pears?
No,
I don't do pears.
Honestly, that is the correct way of eating apples.
Yeah. Okay. Let's find out what Dave. Does he doesn't do pears, so come on, Neil.
No, that's Neil. Dave.
Yeah, no, I'm saying that Dave's done. Let's find out what
I'm gonna increase the controversy in a minute when we get to my number one. Right.
It's not a fruit.
It is a fruit. I'm going with I like an orange, so is that three or two? I'm going to put an orange at number two. I'm going in the wrong order here. So number three is... Right, can we put a strawberry in? Is that technically... Are we going to argue about whether that's a fruit
that's
or not?
That's a fruit. That's a fruit.
Because the seeds are on the outside, so technically I'm not sure it is a fruit, but whatever. I'm going with strawberries, then oranges, and I'm going with number one is going to be tomatoes.
That's not a fruit. It's a
salad. It is a fruit. It is a fruit.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
Jesus Christ, who was that?
This is how we've become called the Seals. He literally got a seal on the podcast.
Who was that?
Oh, I was trying to hide it.
Oh, you did a fucking good job. Jesus Christ.
But if you're not going to allow tomatoes, then I'm going to put something
else in. You can have tomato. Because we ain't got time to fuck about.
You eat them like raw.
What, tomatoes?
Yeah.
Everybody,
of course you do. God. I do eat them cooked as well, but you know, I do love tomatoes. They are like my favourite thing, and it is a fruit technically.
Yeah, technically, it's a fruit. But go on, Bill.
I'm beginning to wonder whether mine's a fruit now. Well, I'm going strawberry, raspberry.
Definitely
and my
not.
Number one is coconut.
Oh, what?
Is that that's a fruit. It's got to be a fruit, isn't it?
It's a nut.
No.
Fuck off, it's a nut.
It's in the name, so you thought it would.
That doesn't mean nothing. Brazil nuts ain't nuts either, if you really
to be fair, peanuts ain't nuts either, are they?
No, you can fuck your nuts wherever you want. Because I'm having coconut.
Well, if I'm having tomatoes, I reckon you're allowed coconuts.
Yeah. Thanks.
How do you eat coconut? Just raw? Or in a bounty?
In a bounty.
In a bounty, yeah. No, you just eat it.
Scrape it out.
Yeah, get a coconut, smash it.
Tip the
milk away because it tastes like piss. And then just break bits off and eat it. Delicious.
Raw.
You have the brown bit on you.
Oh my god, he's going raw again. So what do you want about keep on about raw? Of course, fucking, you don't cook a coconut, do you, for fuck's sake? Jesus Christ. When you said tomato, he said raw. Now I'm saying coconut. You're going, raw? Do you cook anything in your fucking house? Jesus Christ.
No, I just can't
maybe
imagine.
Maybe he's got to cook the apple before he eats it. Eats the core. Maybe that's why he can eat it.
I can't imagine. Like,
he's eating stewed apples. That's what it
having
is.
So do you buy... I guess you don't buy it with a husk.
Hang on. Oh, I've just realised what it is. You're thinking of tin fruits, Dave, aren't you?
No, okay. Do you buy? I guess you don't buy them with a husk and everything. You just buy the actual.
You buy coconut with a husk.
Jesus
actual coconut.
Christ. Have you been?
I've never already prepared.
I can't
coconut.
Say I've ever bought or handled a coconut like from in England.
You're not throwing a ball at one at a fair.
Probably, but it doesn't mean I get to caress it or eat it.
Well, you win it though. If you hit the coconut, you have to take it home with you.
You can buy it in a packet, already de-shelled and chopped up, or you can buy a whole coconut. It's not fucking. I don't know. It's like buying a melon. What about melon? A raw melon?
Oh, hang on, melons. Oh, can I change my order?
Honeydew or. Well, melon, you could have a whole section of melon, couldn't you? Because I do like a honeydew.
Could rate the top three melons.
And I do like a watermelon, I've got to be honest. Oh, I like big melons.
I'll go with melon Kim at the top.
That's respectable.
Oi!
It's almost
like we planned that. Yeah, we could have planned that. That'd have been good.
It wouldn't have been good if we'd planned it. That's the whole point. Oh, right,
coconut as a top bloody fruit.
Oh shit, I didn't say cherries. Oh fuck.
Right, it could be a while. Maybe we'll do a special edition of the podcast we've just talked about.
Right, we'll lay these down now and we'll return to it next week in case we've changed our minds. Because Fraser's going to want to talk about this as well, I'm sure.
I'm sure.
He'll have Reese's Pieces in his fruit.
I suppose cocoa is a fruit? No, it can't be.
It's a bean, isn't it?
So yeah, it be. Cocoa bean.
I don't know if that counts. Maybe. It's a berry, isn't it? Coke sort of thing.
Huh?
If coconut counts, then...
No.
It looks a bit like a berry. Yeah.
He's still on a coconut thing, isn't he? It's in the fruit and veg section, so it's fruit. It's with the fruit.
I'll tell you what, just for you, Pilch, I might actually go to Tesco's and search out some coconut.
They do it in a little like plastic pot in the prepared fruit section. You can buy ready to eat coconut.
Go to
three quid for a tiny pot.
Where the meal deals are. They've got little pots in there.
I think you got posh Tesco's where you are, because
pretty standard Tesco's, I think.
Yeah,
definitely not posh around here.
All right, shall we move on? Thank you very much, Adam.
We could be here a while.
Thanks, Adam. Yeah.
I don't think we're going to be discussing the next one quite as long, but here we go. Right, our friend Stuart Cullen has sent a tweet at Seal Podcast. In the week that saw Stadia players able to now change their username without contacting support, and with the platform now running next-gen titles, should Google be pushing it harder given the lack of PS5 and Series X's in the world? Could a well-timed campaign save them? Could it? Who wants to start?
So, being able to change a username, like, I'm surprised it's not a standard feature across all sort of gaming systems, gaming platforms. It's 2021, for God's sake. Like,
yeah, but this is like, yeah, it's probably worse than ever for people like saying something shitty and then changing their name on platforms is a thing that was happening, sort of thing. Mm-hmm. So, can understand why whether or not people aren't allowed to change their name, like every fucking couple of hours.
But on the flip side, if you've created a user ID, username when you were 12, and now you're...
Yeah. Well, they didn't do that when they were in Stadia, did they? Unless they were only 13.
Yeah, yeah. But, yeah, you know, it's... people grow up, shall we say, from when they first create their usernames.
Well, I was old before, you know, when we would actually create usernames, I was already old, so... I don't know that excuse for having a shit username, I'm afraid.
Well, I think I created mine on PlayStation 3 when I was 20. Oh, God, how old am I?
Yes, that's old. You weren't 12.
Well, I was early 20s. So my username's been around for, well, PS3. So, yeah, nearly 20 years. And I don't think I've... I don't think PlayStation I've ever been able to change my username. It's actually my username that I use for everything, which is Bertha, or a mixture of it. But yeah,
you can't change your name on PlayStation. You know what? I'm not sure you actually can, but I don't know. There was a thing. Could you do it when you're PS4? Maybe. I don't know.
I think I tried to when I was on PS4 because it was Bertha and then my year of birth, and I was like, well, I probably don't want to put that on there. But after about an hour or two of trying to do it, I was just like, oh, sod it, I can't be arsed. I never did. Maybe it's changed again in the last couple of years.
Xbox still charge you about a tenner.
Well, you were allowed one free change, aren't you? And then they're charging.
Yes, because they give you a random shit thing.
Even if you pick one at the beginning, you're allowed a free change, I think.
And they did do a free change when they linked the Windows side because they lumped it all into one. Because you had people with a Microsoft account and people with an Xbox account. Now it's just one. So you got a free change when they did that a couple of years ago, which a lot of people don't realise. So you can, if you didn't change it then, you can still change it once again.
Mm. Right, if you've linked your Windows account to it.
Yeah, yeah. And it says, do you want a new one or do you want to take one of either or change it completely?
There's a free change if you link your Windows account. It's like, why does it need to be a free change? Why not just an automated process where you request a change and, you know, not...
They can make easy money on that.
Yeah, and they probably do. And that's probably why they don't offer it as a automated free service, because, yeah.
If you have a massively offensive username, they probably make you change it for nothing.
You can't have one anyway. You can't put
it in at
all. Wow.
Well, no, you can.
Something that might be all right now in 6 months' time might be massively offensive to somebody. So you never know.
I've definitely seen variations of N11111G1EGER.
Even Y, though, it's just fucking don't. You've got to be totally anal to fucking do something like that, ain't you?
Yeah, you've got to be a 12-year-old kid. That's, oh, this is funny.
Well, they put loads of X's in.
Yeah.
XXXX cock XXXXX.
You reckon they've not got around that one yet, though? The X's. That was a thing in about 1980.
No, you still do it. I still see loads of them like that.
Yeah.
And it helps Stadia. That is what he's actually asking.
Actually, I was wondering what he meant by running next gen titles. I'm like, what does that mean? If there's no next-gen titles on PS5 and Series X, how is there next-gen titles anywhere? What's the next-gen title now? I don't know.
Don't know.
That's similar.
PC's PC, isn't it? It doesn't make any difference.
Well, Destiny 2, FIFA 21.
Destiny 2 is definitely not next-gen. It's been around fucking ages.
Far Cry 6.
Is that next-gen, Far Cry 6? Is it? I don't really know. What makes something next-gen?
Well, if it's only on current-gen, I suppose.
Well, that's current gen, not next gen.
Yeah, well, we ain't got next gen yet, have we?
We will never have next gen, because whatever comes out is always current gen. So,
Well, not the people that haven't got the current gen, they've got old gen.
Yeah. Who knows?
Right, okay, we better move on. Right, MS Rangers has sent us a tweet. Honest answers only. Steam Deck or Steam Poo? Not a clue what he's talking about.
Well,
oh, this is new mobile thing, is it?
Is the Steam Deck going to be good, or is it going to be poo? Or is it, would you rather have a Steam Deck or a steamy poo? I'm definitely going, I think in the Steam Deck looks, the more I see it, the more it looks all right.
So, I am very tempted by the Steam Deck.
Have you not ordered one?
No.
Yeah, I don't see the appeal personally, because I won't use it. I know it will just be like a frivolous waste of money. But
it does
look like it's actually not going to be completely shit. Because once it, you can already get like Windows tablet things that play at like Steam games at a reasonable level, and the Steam Deck's like dedicated, looks good, got sounds like it's got decent hardware and that.
And use the Steam OS and
yeah, and you can fuck that off and put Windows on it if you want. So
yeah. Yep. And it's and it doesn't only play, does it also stream some of the game, usual PC?
I assume you can do that. You can do that on I can do that to my phone. There's an app on my phone that I can do that from my PC, so I assume that'll be a function as well. So you can
I've got a Steam Link as well. I've
got one of them, but that's in my drawer. So it's been for about 5 years since it came out. I haven't got the box for it anymore. I managed to get rid of that. Just a trick, like
I think I got it on the cheap when it was like a couple of quid.
Yeah, I definitely did that as well. So it's 4 quid. Well, I might as well have one then.
Yeah, used it once.
My brother's got my Steam controller. I never used it.
No.
No.
Does he use it?
I think so. Or he has used it, but he used to play like he plays different. He like Kerbal Space Program and fucking stuff like that. So I don't know. I don't know what he used it for, but yeah. I never really bothered. I think it would be all right for playing PC games on your TV, but
well, someone who hasn't got Windows would probably be all right. If rather than spending a fortune on a PC, like I say, if you can plug it straight into telly and play full screen,
then I don't think you can plug the Steam Deck into your telly.
What? It's not got HDMI out or anything.
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm thinking like you can stream stuff from your PC, like run the game on your PC, like, and then stream it to the deck. I would assume that's
why would
be
you
part
want
to
do that?
Because you'll be able to play at higher resolution, like higher settings and stuff like that.
Okay.
But you know, it'll still then have the. I assume that's going to be a function because it's part of Steam. So
yeah.
Okay. So yes or no? Then
I would. I won't get one, but I think it's good. Looks good. So.
Okay. Dave?
I think if somebody bought me one, I wouldn't be displeased.
Would you be more displeased if they gave you a raw piece of fruit?
A fucking whole coconut. It'd be pretty shit, wouldn't it? Well, what am I supposed to do with that?
You'd be fucked if you was on a desert island, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
What, you eat these big brown things? Raw? Right, let's move on. We've got Lord at Lord. Any of you guys going to be getting New World? Because I am.
Had to look that up. It's a game by Amazon. It's a MMO.
The actual proper game that they're actually going to finish making, because it's out in about 3 weeks.
So it's an MMO that's got no monthly subscription, but you pay the initial game price. Pretty much like Guild Wars. Is it Guild Wars? And Guild Wars 2, where you paid the game, and then
You can't get it through Prime then.
Amazon Prime. I don't think so.
Think so.
Oh. Might be able to link your account and get some stupid cosmetics. Who knows?
Yeah, but it's actually been developed by Google.
Amazon, not Google.
Yeah, Amazon. Sorry. And yeah, it looks all right. Actually, I had a quick look. It was planned to be released last year, but obviously that got delayed. And then it was supposed to be August, and then it's got delayed again till the end of September.
Yeah, but they had a closed beta when they pushed the delay date back again. But no.
I'm guessing they had
there's an
feedback.
Open beta next weekend.
Right.
Yeah, but you have to... It's on Steam. And you like, I don't know if anyone has done this before. There's like when they have some of the open betas they've had recently, there's like a button that says request access or something. It's like a play test thing. You request right. access and you click that button. It looks like the buy button. And then they'll let you know if you get in
and
you'll be allowed to play it. So, but yeah, it's on for like 3 or 4 days next weekend. So I'll probably check it out before I decide whether I'm going to get it because it's not. I mean, I like some of those games. Then? No, you can't do that until it's like you can do it from the 7th. It says.
Okay.
It starts on the 8th or something. So,
yeah.
I will try and get in and have a go next weekend. But mm-hmm. I kind of like MMOs, but it looked a bit, I don't know, like supernatural. Piratey type thing, bit not Sea of Thieves because that's really cartoony, but sort of that kind of vibe. But it's all sort of super, like everything's really supernatural, weird. So, so it looks okay. Interesting.
Right. Okay. We've got a big gap where Discord questions are supposed to be. So does that mean we didn't get anything?
We didn't ask for any, to be fair. So
did we not?
No.
Okay. You're starting to really starting to slack now, aren't you, chaps?
Well, I can't do everything.
No, you've been spent a lot of time piddling about with Twitch this week, haven't you?
I have been doing a lot of work in the background.
In the background. Right, general week's shit then. So I literally have done nothing. All I've done is play games and work. So we'll move straight on to Neil.
Well, obviously I wasn't here last week, and the reason I wasn't here is I was on holiday.
Sadly missed, mate.
I was I? Well, you actually talked about games for quite a long time, so I don't know about that. there was no tomato talk last week. I went camping for my summer holidays last week. We went... Where did we go? We went Friday and we came back Tuesday afternoon, so...
Okay.
Nice not long... a long holiday.
Camping, that's enough, I think, sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The first night, like, basically don't fucking sleep. Second night, slept all night. Third night, fucking no sleep again. And then, yeah. So, I don't know. We bought a load of gear to go camping this year, because I was like, if we're going camping, I'm not fucking around. We're having some stuff to make it, like, reasonable. So, I bought... Obviously, I had to buy a new tent, anyway.
Now, what size was the tent? Is it like
the tent? Says it's a 5-man tent.
And we put compartments.
2 compartments, like a bedroom area. We right. could split it into. There was like a curtain you could put down the middle, but we didn't have that up. And we put in an inflatable double bed thing and a single bed, and that filled that space.
Right. So that's a 3-man tent.
That's not a 5-man area, is it, really? But 4 of us could sleep in there. Like, it was, you know. So, this is like, I don't go camping at all. And we paid to go somewhere where there was an electric hookup. So, I bought a fucking thing from Amazon for like 40 odd quid. You plug it into like the supply and you get 3 plug sockets on it. So, we've had.
Transformer.
Well, it's not a transformer sort of thing. Yeah, well, it's whatever it is anyway. But yeah, we had an electric kettle, which was very useful when we go camping. And we had a toaster, which was awesome to have. And we had an induction hob that we took with us as well. Which
sandwich
seems
maker.
Maybe...
So,
hang on, I haven't gone to the sandwich maker part of the story yet.
Sorry, I jumped the gun a bit there.
Yeah, we took the induction hob, borrowed that. I was looking around for hobs and stuff, and I was like, it's like, you look at Amazon, and there's loads of good reviews, and then there's loads of one-star reviews that said, this piece of shit broke within the first time we used it, and all that sort of thing. And I'm like, kind of going with the shit review, even though there's less of them. I don't want to spend like load of money, and it turns out to be shit. And I was like, oh, my mum and dad had a
no hob for a while, and they added a portable induction hob. So I was like, fine, still got a few, yeah. Does it work all right? Said, yeah, we used it for like a whole year. I was like, all right, cool. Can I borrow it? So we took that with us. And a couple of me induction pans. And yeah, so that was pretty good for cooking on. Worked a treat. It's not really the normal camping experience, I guess, for most people. We didn't have a gas stove. My mate had a gas stove. But it was like, oh, we've run out of gas. I was like, there on my induction hob, like, sizzling away. But yeah, so it was a good laugh and all that. But yeah, had all my toys to cook on. That was good. And where we went, right, I had a bar and a little pub. Basically had a little pub on site.
Oh, okay. That's
so there's a little swimming pool that you had to book, right, for the kids and that to go in. And then there was obviously a toilet block and showers and shit. But yeah, there was a little bar. I say little, it was quite a decent size, but it was like queue for the bar, fucking massive long queue for the bar all the time. And they did a food in there, so that was all right. Had a bit of food in there one day, it was okay, passable. And Sunday night, we went to the bar, and they had entertainment on in the bar.
Oh, which was, God.
It was really fucking weird. It's like a guy singing and the two ladies. I had my back to them most of the night, to be fair. So it's like my missus surmised that there was like the guy and his wife, and then there was like possibly the daughter, but otherwise a young lady who was doing the singing with the geezer. And then the lady, which we assumed was the guy's wife, was like sitting there. It was like not quite karaoke machine, but there was like obviously some sort of thing generating the music. There was no one playing any instruments. It was just singing. So it was like glorified karaoke, but only they were participating. So it was just like he was not great at singing. The girl was slightly better at singing, and the other woman was just sitting there, like basically, like I don't know what she was doing. But during the performance, like there was like a couple of pool tables at the back of this hall, and my kids and my mate's kids that were there. They were playing pool. There were some other kids knocking around as well, like usual. I haven't got a fuck. Just wait, like completely left to their own devices by their parents. Haven't got a fucking clue how to play pool, waving pool cues around with like one hand, and you're like, oh my god, it's gonna fucking like rip the fucking shit up and everything like that. And then my daughter comes over at some point and says, this man's just had a go at this kid. I was like, what? He's like, yeah, that man over there with the dog sitting at the table, like a couple of tables away from us, he's just come over and had a right go at this kid. And we were a bit like, oh, okay, as long as you're not involved, I'm not really too bothered. And then the parent of this kid who'd been shouted at by the subject turns up and starts having a conversation with this like, oh, this bloke who'd had a go at him. So we're all kind of like looking, going, is it going to kick off? Like, is it going to be like, it's one of those scenarios playing out in my head. We're like, these guys singing away on the stage and then this massive fucking fight occurring while they just carried on singing. But unfortunately, we didn't get to the fight stage. It was like, oh, I was a bit disappointing in the end. But, yeah, so we left shortly after that, like because sort of the confrontation had occurred, and we were going back, and I was like, oh, I'm just going to nip to the loo on the way, and I went towards the toilets, and the guy, the parent with the kid who'd had a go at, was talking to some other person as I walked past, so I'd earwigged a bit about what I said, and he was like, he said, I'm going to try and do an accent, I've had a couple of beers, it might not plan out, he was like, he goes, to this woman, I said to him, like, you need to apologize to him. He's only 8 years old. And he said, I'm not going to apologize to him. So I said to him, you're immature prick. And I just like walked past as he was saying this. And I was like, this is quite funny. Walked off, went to the toilet, thought nothing of it really. They'd all gone by the time I come back out, went to my tent. And so I'd had a few beers later on in the evening. We were talking about it later on. And we were getting a bit loud. And I was doing the impression of the guy again, going, oh, you're an immature prick. And I thought that was fucking hilarious. And then, so we all fucking go to bed and everything. We've had a few beers. Next morning, Mrs. comes back from the toilet. She's all smiling with my daughter, like going laughing. And I was like, what's so funny? She was like, that bloke who had a go at the kid, He's literally the other side of the fence. We were fucking all like giving it a large fucking sat around the fucking talking about it all night long. It's like, oh no. And yeah, he was packing up and going home that morning. So I was like, man, that could have been awkward. Definitely there's a big fucking fence and a load of bushes in between us. But literally the other side of that fence was this guy and his family. It's like, oh,
the Australian man.
No, not the Australian man, the other guy. So yeah, it was quite funny. It was good a few days away, and it was a good crack. And yeah, I guess that's going to be holidays for a while, potentially camping. But we're not going to turn into the Boss Wave, because I'm not going to be doing it every other weekend.
I don't know what happened to your sound halfway through, but it suddenly become extremely clear.
Ooh, that's good, is it?
Broken at the start, yeah, and all of a sudden it's what something went made a fuzzy noise, and now you're perfectly audible.
Weird Discord stuff going on.
It sounded like you had something get like a washing machine or something going on in the background.
Mm.
And then all of a sudden it stopped. So, we'll crack on then. Dave, what have you got, mate?
So, I purchased another new monitor, the same as I got originally. It came, and I was just like, oh, my other one looks really shit now. So, I bought another one on Amazon. I thought, hey, you know, my first one was great. I'll just get another Amazon warehouse one. Oh, for God's sake, it was such a palaver, the second monitor. I got it, set it all up, plugged it in, switched it on, nothing came on. Okay, right, check power, everything's plugged in. Like, tried it again, no. Like, the LED to show that the fact that the monitor was on, and the computer thought there was a monitor there, but there's nothing on the screen. And I was like, right, okay, take it all out, put my old one there. Okay, right, that came up, that loaded, that's like everything was plugged in fine. Put the new one there back, no, nothing. Checked all the plugs again, nothing. Checked, make sure it wasn't the connector, because I was going DVI to DisplayPort to DisplayPort. So I tried a HDMI port, and then I tried the other HDMI port, make sure it wasn't the port, no, same issue. Oh, for God's sake. Okay, right, pulled it out, put it on a different power supply. So change the power, just as like, okay, just make sure it's not the power, like there's enough power from the cord coming to my old monitor and not my new one. So I put the new one in there. No, still the same. So I've been messing about for about an hour now trying to get this to work. And I read up online, I was like, okay, make sure the screen's not locked. Because sometimes you can put the screens into like OSD lock. And basically this monitor has only got one button, and it's joystick. No, that didn't work. I was like, oh, for God's sake. So then I had to request a refund through Amazon. I couldn't just request a refund and sort of get it refunded. Had to speak to or be on text message with somebody on Amazon to basically go through everything I've just gone through to make sure it's not me and it's the actual item itself that's not working. So I did that for an hour, you know, every time saying, you know, it powers on but there's no display, I've tried this, tried that, da, da, da. And then they're obviously going through a script. And then I said, oh, we'll just contact Gigabyte to check on the warranty and the returns policy. And I was like, no, I'm not returning it to Gigabyte because I bought it through Amazon. So I'm returning it to Amazon. I was like, oh, hang on a second, we'll just check that for you. So another 15 minutes later, oh, okay, right, yeah, okay, right, everything's been checked. We'll set up a returns for you. The payment will go back into your account in 5 to 7 working days. And I was like, oh, for God's sake, I want the monitor. Just send a replacement and say, oh, because it's from the warehouse, we can't do a like for like because it's from the Amazon warehouse.
Send me a new one instead then.
So what I actually did is I paid the difference for a new monitor from the old one, which was only like an extra £20, and they then sent me a new one. I was just like, oh, it was like 4 hours later, and I was like, oh, you know when you get something and it doesn't work. I was just so annoyed. Mm-hmm. I was like, the first one's perfect. You know, the first...
Was that an Amazon Warehouse one, the first?
That was from Amazon Warehouse as well. And that came as new. I think there was one thing missing. There was one cable missing from the box. But the second one I got from Amazon Warehouse had obviously been opened before because none of the cables were in, like, cable ties. And there was marks on the screen. So, obviously, somebody's bought it, it didn't work, returned it, and Amazon Warehouse was like, oh, it's probably user error, we'll try and, you know, repackage it and flog it on. But yeah, no, I sort of definitely I even put a note in there saying does not work, just in case they try and resell it onto somebody else and then they get it. But yeah, that was a bit annoying, but the new one came next time, after I'd returned the one didn't work.
And did they pick it up then?
They sent I think it was Hermes to come and pick it up next day. They said it was going to be 2 days, but literally like I finished the returns policy return process on Tuesday afternoon about 6 o'clock, and Hermes turned up at 9 o'clock on Tuesday. He said, I come to pick up this monitor. I was like, oh fuck, I've been sellotaped.
No, I'm just using it, hang on.
So I he hung around for a couple of minutes. I finished packaging it up and printed off the return label and stuck it to the box and put the bit inside that I needed to. And then it got returned Wednesday morning. So the additional payment for the new monitor came out Wednesday, and then a new monitor came on Thursday.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I've looked at that price, that £20, and gone, I'd just fucking buy a new one in the first place.
If
I'm not buying a brand new thing, I want a good discount. £20 is not enough.
I think the thing is the monitor itself was discounted from, had about £70 knocked off it, and then the warehouse, the first one I bought that was unused, was an additional £20 knocked off it from there. So I was like, yeah, I'm happy with that savings. And then because the first one was basically brand new, unused, I was like, yeah, I'll just do that again. But yeah, it was a bit more hassle the second time around. So
yeah, you put me right off for ordering anything from Amazon Warehouse.
So I don't know. They normally sort of tell you in the description how sort of used it is, whether there's anything missing or in a different box or anything like that, and the ones that I get from Amazon Warehouse is basically as good as you can get, but obviously on this one it was not quite as good as I thought it was going to be, so I'll still use it. It is a bit of a hassle. The monitor,
it's a hassle when things go wrong compared
it's
to
a hassle like, when things go wrong, yeah. But 9 times out of 10, if there's any cables or anything missing, I have loads of spare cables of everything, so I'm not really worried about that.
Who doesn't have loads of spare cables at this stage?
Yeah. Other things like instructions missing, I don't mind about, but they knock money off of that. It's only when there's like damage to the actual object or that I actively avoid. So, but yeah, I've got loads of stuff through there. I even got my wireless headset, my Steel Series stuff through there. That was about 100 quid knocked off.
Yeah, it's fair enough if it's like you're talking like a decent amount off.
Yeah, yeah, but yeah, with the actual discount of the monitor itself and the warehouse, I was like, yeah, I'm happy with that. And then when I got my second one and it didn't quite work, I was like, oh, sorry, I'll just pay the difference because I did want it so much. So yeah, there was that. That was a ordeal. And over the bank holiday weekend, I got some new chairs from IKEA.
On the bank holiday weekend, you went to IKEA?
Well, I ordered them on Saturday, and they got delivered. They were supposed to come Monday, because I ordered for Monday, and then I got an email Sunday. It's like, yeah, you know.
Sorry, we forgot this bank holiday.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. So I got them Tuesday morning. So yeah, I had some chairs that we've got like a breakfast bar, and we've had these chairs. Oh, well, I say chairs, these seats for about 6 or 7 years now, and the pistons you can put them up and down, but all the gas had gone from the pistons, and so one of them was like you couldn't put down because it was just seized, and then the other ones just went down when you sat on them. A bit disconcerting. So no, I got some replacements, but I got just normal non-gassed wooden chairs that I put together on Tuesday while I was supposed to be working.
You had that 5 days of work to fit into 4 days that you were saying about earlier. You actually...
Yeah, well, I'd done the first one during lunch.
No, that's what my missus always says when she's fucking watching telly while she's supposed to be working.
What's that?
Oh, it's my lunch break. I'm like, yeah, right. It's been your lunch break for the last 4 hours.
But you know what it's like with IKEA stuff? The first one takes, like, especially if you've got loads of stuff to do, the first one that you're doing always takes the longest because you're trying to get your head around it. So the first one, it took me about 40 minutes to put together. And then the second two, it was about 10 minutes each. So I was like, bish, bosh, bosh. Got it all. And yeah, they look good. And they haven't fallen apart yet. They are a little bit...
for ages.
I hate going to IKEA. Buying IKEA stuff online and getting it delivered.
You have to pay loads more money to get it delivered. I'm sure. Like, yeah. I've looked at stuff and gone, no, I ain't paying 40 quid for you to fucking deliver that.
Fuck yeah. Off. What did I pay? 45 quid each for the chairs. And then it was only like 20 or 25 quid to get them delivered. Mm-hmm. Considering how much I'm spending and the fact that I really don't want to go to IKEA. Because for me, it's an hour drive each way.
Yeah, it's not the same for me.
And being there,
do love IKEA.
Mm.
I might have to go again.
You know, the only trouble with that is, you know, they fucking charge you the same amount to come and collect it. Is there something wrong with it? They don't come and collect it for free.
I don't know.
You have to take it back if it's busted.
Well, that's a bit of a con, isn't it? If it's a problem there with their stuff. Oh shit! Oh well. But no, that's fine.
They're separate companies, aren't they? They're freelancers that do the delivering. It's not IKEA.
That's why it's so fucking expensive, is it?
Yeah. So they charge you to do it, and then if you fucked up, you've got to take it back yourself. Right. So if it's a fucking chest of drawers or, like I say, a three-piece suite or something, you're fucked.
Mm.
Mm. Where's your nearest IKEA? How far away is it?
Milton Keynes, it's an hour. Bletchley. It's like, I don't mind the driving itself, it's just actually being in IKEA. Like, it's the most soul destroying complete.
I head waste. Straight to the cafe and have 15 meatballs and chips. Yeah,
would you go to the fast food version or like the sit down posh?
Oh, I like to sit down, mate. Get me money. If I'm going to spend 4 quid on meatballs and chips, mate, I'm going to fucking sit down with a knife and fork. Don't fuck about.
A knife and fork.
What's on there?
Not like, it's not like a wooden fork, like you get. Do you not get a little wooden fork? We've got the fast food stand one. It's like a shit McDonald's. Well, no, it's like a good McDonald's.
Oh, we've
actually
got that as well. The only trouble is we tend to then, once we've paid, we think, oh, 50p for a hot dog? Be rude not to.
Oh, what's that? Logan berry juice? Yeah, I'll have some of that.
Yeah, another 50p. I think you can get a large hot dog in a bun, chips, an ice cream and a drink for about £3. It's fucking ridiculous.
It's like going to McDonald's in 1980.
Yeah.
When a Big Mac meal was like £2.50.
Yeah, £2.80, yeah. I remember Big Mac meal being £2.80 when I used to first got a car. Yeah, Big Mac meal, £2.80. What is it now? £5, is it?
Like, now fucking £7 for a meal. We're like, what the fuck? Still shit.
It's still shit. Thieving bastards. Right, okay, so what we've got next?
That's me, really. That's me done, yeah.
I'm racking my brains trying to think if I've done anything.
Well, I
got to say about my sandwich toaster, didn't I, in the end? My sandwich toaster maker.
Oh, yeah, sandwich toaster, because you told all us you bought a sandwich toaster, so you might as well tell the fucking listeners.
To add to my loads of electrical camping gear, we bought a toasty maker while we were away as well. We all had toasties one night. It's a right good investment. It's only £9.
Winner. £9
worth spent. Is that to go camping with? Or?
Yeah, that's literally, we don't use that at home because we've got a toasty maker at home. So we just literally bought one just to go camping. It's like everyone loves toasties, don't they? It's a good snack. So yeah, we've got a toasty maker.
Excellent. I bought a USB extension cable. There you go. That's exciting.
Does it work? Well,
it does, but I did a lot of investigating first because it's from a webcam, and apparently they're not very reliable if you want to extend a webcam. So I did.
You got to have a lot of cable, like a big fat chunky one.
It is a big fat chunky one. But it's not. It's got not got a like a repeater or a sender thing in it. I needed it 2 meters. Anything over 2 meters, you've got to have a little sender in it. Apparently, but I've tested it. It works. So, but I did. I went on loads of reviews and watched some YouTube shit to find out what brand actually worked. Turned out it's one of the Amazon Basics. So
I've got a few Amazon Basic things. They're pretty good.
Yeah, so I plugged it in today. It works all right. So instead of seeing my big fat chin when I'm streaming,
you're a tiny little speck in the distance.
Oh no, I've moved it. I've moved it since then. I moved it a bit closer, but the cable was going across the kitchen with two little French bulldogs roaring around. So I thought, that is not going to fucking work, is it? So I got a 6 foot extension to run it around the back of the sofa so it's out of the way. So, that's about as exciting as it's got for me, I'm afraid. Right, so we're done. Let's move on. What have we been playing? Neil, we'll start with you, Neil, because you're on the top of the list every time. So we haven't really done much at all, have we, between us?
Well, not much. There's a few bit of crossover, but obviously I was away for a few days, so I didn't get to play those days while I was away. I didn't take anything with me. I did charge up the PlayStation Vita and turned it on before I went away, and then we left it at home because I was like, I'm not fucking use that, am I? Because mine is actually a PlayStation Vita. It's not like been fucking hacked into to put loads of billions of retro games on. It's just a PlayStation Vita, so I was like, I can't be arsed. So didn't play anything while I was away. No mobile phone games. Mate was playing Boom Beach while we was away on his phone. Don't know if you've ever played that.
Never played it.
He's been playing that fucking since it came out, which feels like about 10 years. But yeah, I didn't play that anyway. So I played two games really in the last couple of weeks, and I've played a lot of them. I've been still playing, cracking away at my Grime game. that I've been talking about for, I don't know how long now. Basically, since it came out. Middle of August? No. Well, I don't know. Sometime in August it came out, I think. Or end of July. So I've been playing that for a month. And I was stuck at a point on the what was like a one of the boss levels. It was not a full boss. It was like a mini boss. It was like a multi-phase fight that you had to learn all the like moves that they do so you can counter them and that. And I couldn't do it. So I fucking gave up and went trotting off around the map, just beating up other stuff to try and level up a bit further. And today was the first time I played that in a while. And I got past it today. So I was quite happy today. Like, and then I got to another boss, which I think might actually be the boss. And it's really fucking hard. I died for about 5 seconds. I was like, oh. So I need to learn this guy now. But it's really hard, but it's very good. And I think it's all going to come together. I've got an idea of what it's all about. It's very odd, like game, like looking game, and like you look a bit like you're going around the insides of a body type of thing. It's very strange. But yeah, it's very good. And I didn't think I was going to finish it because I'd got to that point that I just couldn't, seem to get past it. But then I watched a video on YouTube. They were using completely different weapons, and I was like, you know what? There was one little tip they gave me that I was like, that kind of helps, but it wasn't doing a great deal. But I did remember, like, you can heal yourself in the. You press, like, one of the mechanics is you. As you kill things and absorb their energy, once you've absorbed enough, you fill a bar up and you can like press a button, which is R2 on the PlayStation or R, the right trigger on an Xbox, to like heal yourself up. And then there was some consumable items that you pick up as you go around. One of them was like, it looks like a globlet of a big bit like chunk of amber or something, and it when you consume it, it fills up one of these health meter things that you can consume to heal yourself. So I did a few of those in that battle to get through. And yeah, I finally like sussed the mechanics a bit better. And the run I actually finished it, I didn't really use many. I was like, typical. But there we go. So I finished that. There's a bit more to do, but I'm very, very close to the end. So I think I might finish it. But it's very hard at that. So, the other game I've been playing loads of. Did you talk about this last week? Art of Rally? Were you talking about this? I can't remember.
We've all had a go at it.
I definitely talked about it the last time I was on TVHK. But I've been playing loads of that, and I've played all the way through all the years, all the rallies of the career mode, finished 1996 today. And unlocked the final area, the free roam area. I don't think we have access to until you finish the career mode. I've been going on and doing like the weekly leaderboard challenge and the daily leaderboards when I'm around.
Well, yeah, I've been smashing them.
Yeah, I've been playing loads of it, and it's just like I stick it on. I might play it for like 20 minutes, and I might play it for 3 hours. I think it's an excellent game. It looks really simple, but it's not really simple to play. There's a lot of, I think a driving games in general kind of live and die on how it feels to drive the cars, because that's what you're doing. And I think it's got some excellent driving mechanics in this game. It really, like, if you've played, like, Dirt Rally or anything like that, it's definitely more simmy than it looks. You need to, do a lot of like feathering of the throttles and stuff like that, and braking and getting that weight transferred onto the front of the car so it actually turns into the corners. And it's actually quite technical. It doesn't really tell you any of that, but if you play it like a sim, then you actually do a lot better. And it's just really fucking satisfying when you nail one of the fucking hairpin bends and you just drift around the whole bend and then just zoom off down the straight. It's like, yeah, I think it's really probably very underrated, probably very underplayed. I bought it on Epic when it came out and never really gave it enough of a go. But since it's come on Game Pass, so everyone, it's on Xbox, it's on PC Game Pass. Really highly recommended if you like your driving games. I think it's very good.
Yeah, I've been, I think I'm only up to, I think I was in Africa.
Which tends to chip you around a bit.
Yeah, all right, okay. Yeah, I'm still only in the 70s, I think. But yeah, it's a very simple looking game, but like you say, that you can really, if you to put it all together, the controls on it are just brilliant. You can throw that little car about exactly. If you do it right, it's and it all comes together. It's bloody brilliant. And you wouldn't think a little game like that would have that sort of detail in the handling.
Yeah.
But yeah, it is good. I think if you had a little steering wheel with that would be cracking.
Yeah, I did wonder whether you can play it with a steering wheel. Because I was like, this would be actually, it would be pretty good to put steering. So it sounds daft when you look at it. But I was like, the depth, like I say, the handling is so detailed, and like the little fine movements on the throttle, like make so much difference to how you're going around corners and stuff. It's like, oh yeah. And the little tiny movements on the sticks can make a huge difference to what you're doing.
Yeah.
And like you're like whipping it left and right as you go around the corners and stuff. It's just like, it's fucking awesome game.
I found that the actual differences between the cars are quite massive, actually.
Yeah.
Especially if it's rear wheel or forward wheel drive, or the power of them is that, yeah, like obviously the more powerful cars, especially when you're on the earlier years, you've got to really be careful about just smashing the throttle down, because you'll just spin the car. Like you've got to be sort of really careful on the application of power and where you put it down, or you can use it to your advantage to start a slide around a corner and sort of keep sliding around it and yeah, do like proper rally style. Yeah, it is good, and the differences between the cars and moving from one car to another, you've got to basically relearn it again and just see exactly how best how the power, putting down the power, or you know, making sure there's not too much understeer or oversteer or anything like that.
And the fact that we're coming back to it, there's so many games you think, oh yeah, I'll play it for an hour and I'll come back to that. You never do. Every time I see it on my hard drive, I think, I just have another 20 minutes on that. I would have ditched this ages ago. Any other game, I'd just play it for half hour and ditch it. But this, something about it, just once you, I mean, I'm not looking at leaderboards and shit like that. I'm just playing through the game. But it's just something about it. You just think, I'm not doing much. I'll have a little 20 minutes on here and do another event.
Yeah, you can it's good because you can literally do like one stage of the rally and then quit out or whatever.
Yeah.
You might only have 5 minutes and they can play it for 5 minutes and get somewhere. Or you can just play it for hours and hours.
Yeah, I was going to say, I wasn't actually sure about that. I wasn't sure if it saves on the state of, just doing, because I know some of the stages, like some of the rallies have like 3 or 4 or 5 stages. Yeah. I didn't know if, like, it's saved at the end of the stage and you can just quit out.
Yeah, it saves, so you can literally just come back to it.
Right.
Xbox has got quick resume anyway, so I can just play. I can be playing another game and then think, I'm waiting for this. I can literally be in a lobby of COD and then just click Art of Rally and just literally carry on playing it. And then as soon as the lobby loads up, I click it off again.
That's getting super next gen, that is.
Yeah.
Mm.
I don't know how far you've got through, but the later years when you get in, look like the Subaru Imprezas and the Mitsubishi Evos, which obviously they're not called that, those cars are just awesome. Just so good to drive compared to like when you start off in the fucking Mini or whatever, and the Ford Escort Mark 1s or whatever. Like, when you get to the proper, like, that's like a sort of, that's when I really got, like, watched rallying, when it was like Colin McRae and all that. And I hadn't noticed in the first few years, but you remember, like, Sensible Soccer had, like, Ryan Goggs and Paul Ontz and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, had real players, but, like, slightly changed their name. But it has real rally drivers. They've slightly changed their name. Because there's Colin McRae is one, isn't it? But it was McRae, R-E-Y. I was like, all right. I hadn't noticed this before. But there's loads of, like, actual rally drivers in there with, like, slightly altered names. Because obviously they have their licenses. As well as, like, same as the cars. Like, they had cars with dodgy names. But, yeah, the cars that you get, I did loads. When it got to the, once I unlocked, like, the 90s, and I was just basically just used the Impreza for about 4 years on the trucks. It was just awesome. And then I unlocked the Evo, and I had a go in that towards the end. That was what I finished the game with, in the Evo, and that was quite fun. But look, the Impreza was a really, really good car to use. It was just lush. I mean, we've talked about it for, what, 10 minutes or whatever. It looks such a basic game, but if you haven't played it, you really, and you'd like any interest in driving or racing games or whatever, you really should give it a go, because it's really, really good. And then the only other game I've played is the game we've all played a bit of. A bit of Call of Duty.
Can't keep away from it, can we?
No.
It is fucking good.
How long has it been out now?
Oh, 2 years nearly, yeah. Well, Warzone was a little bit later. I think it didn't come out till after Christmas, so probably 18 months. But yeah, the original one came out in November, and then Warzone, I think it was about February. I might be wrong, but I'm pretty sure it was a good.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Because I'd already maxed out the levels, which a lot of people were pissing moaning about when Warzone come. People that had been playing Modern Warfare already had all the guns and shit.
Mm.
So I must have had it a good couple of months, because I was on max level.
Right, you did play a lot then.
Mm.
Did. I've got the multiplayer. Well, I've got Call of Duty Modern Warfare on my PC, but I've not bothered installing that. I've just been installed Warzone recently. So that was like 95 gigabytes or whatever. But yeah, it's been quite a good crack to just jump in. I have no expectations of ever winning this game. So it's a good laugh when we all get together and stream it, or if not, well, we usually are streaming it, to be fair, if we're playing that. And yeah, it hasn't really, I mean, they keep changing it up, don't they? They've changed, obviously, the whole map last some point when Black Ops came out, I guess, and then I believe there's a new map coming soon, is there not, or something like that?
Well, I assume they'll just go for the whole of what's the new one called?
It's Vanguard, but there's a change this week coming. I think there's a big change, or there's a new operator coming in who's an old Black Ops fan guy, I think. But there's also something. There's a new game modes coming, and
I mean the new map didn't actually change. They just put it to the 80s
or whatever.
Before it was all built. Like the stadium was fully built originally, and then they went back, and it's only half built. And so, the actual layout hasn't changed. Just some of the buildings, some things were destroyed in the later one, but are built, and the dams being built and things like that. So, but yeah, it's so good. It's just flipping ridiculous. I mean, obviously I'm new to it, so I don't know, but I can't stop playing it. I've never played a game for this long. It's ridiculous. We even played proper Warzone, didn't proper Battle Royale for a bit, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
Well, it was, what was it? Buyback Battle Royale or whatever.
Yeah.
It's still on the big map, though.
Yeah.
Which I absolutely hate, but when you're playing with someone, it's all right.
So we've been playing, what's it called? Rebirth, wasn't it? We've been playing, which is like a small map. I don't know how big the map is. It's very small compared to the original Warzone map. Well, the normal Warzone map. But
yeah.
And the good thing is you you can come back in as long as you, one of your team is alive after a certain amount of time, basically, yeah. If you die. Yeah.
I think it's the first four circles. And yeah. then after and the fourth can... one, you can be brought back in, but you don't just automatically
yeah, spawn. You can't respawn. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, they keep mixing up the mechanics of the games, keep sort of switching it up a little bit to keep people interested, I guess. And I think they've pretty done a pretty bang-up job on it, really, to be fair. But and they're obviously making a load of money on it, but they're not, obviously, we're not supposed to like Activision. But they have done quite a good job with that game.
They're making money, but I've been playing that game for nearly 2 years. And I bought Modern Warfare. I didn't bother with Cold War because I wasn't that interested in it.
Same.
But the Warzone side of it, I bought the first season pass.
Yep.
I've never bought a season pass since because I get enough points. If you play it enough, you get enough points as you level up from 1 to 100 to buy another season pass.
But you can't so get like the Predator skin or whatever it is. Like you have to pay extras for those, isn't it?
But the problem is
Rambo or like there is some skins and stuff that
everything now, even if you play the Modern Warfare multiplayer, everything that you earn on that battle pass is for Cold War and or Warzone.
Mm-hmm.
You can't earn anything for Modern Warfare. No skins, no everything you get you can't use. Which I'm assuming, when this Vanguard comes out, everything you get on the Battle Pass will be for Vanguard.
That's going to be weird, though, isn't it? Don't you think?
I don't know how it's going to work. Because modern fucking guns with lasers and shit. What, you're going to be fighting against a little...
Here's my M1A carbine thing from like not World War II.
Okay, I'll use this laser-guided fucking rapid-fire.
I'll just run around the corner with my P90 while you're still reloading your fucking Luger.
So I don't know how... I mean, they have got 80s guns in it because of Cold War. But I don't think... I mean, I've never used any of them anyway because I've used my fucking M4 and I've never changed it through the whole time. Obviously you pick up different guns when you're playing Warzone, but I haven't noticed if I picked up an 80s gun, have you noticed it not being as good as a...
No. Don't know what I'm picking up. Well, I'm not being funny. I don't think guns have really changed that much.
No, in the 20 years
or
30 years, but obviously they have from the 60s or 40s.
Well, I don't know, because they're still like, I don't know. There are obviously improvements, but a lot of the guns... just sort of evolved more than like completely new guns.
I think for the gameplay and the fact that they have to balance them, some guns like will be slightly better than others, but yeah, for the balance of the game itself, like they've got to have to keep them kind of similar. Like they can't have like this new Vanguard people coming in with like, as you say, ridiculously game breaking, it's just like legs are sniping you from across the map with a fully automatic machine gun, you're still running around with your fucking MP5 or whatever.
See, if they went back like to the Boer War or something, you'd be standing there trying to fucking rod your powder and your
sharpening a bloody pineapple.
You play Battlefield 1. Because they definitely took some liberties with Battlefield 1.
Yeah.
Because there's no way the guns were that good.
No. Oh, you fucking stand 20 yards away from someone and fucking point at him. You'd be lucky if you hit him. So. But you can get sniped from 300 yards away in that game.
Yeah. So we'll say. Are you tempted to pick up this Vanguard?
I don't know. I didn't buy the last one, so it would be probably be. I mean, I do love playing the campaigns as well, though. That's the thing. So the problem is Battlefield's coming out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's not going to have a campaign.
No, it's going to be free to play, same as this, isn't it?
No. So
that Is it not free to play?
No, you have to buy the game.
You're joking.
I'm not sure about the...
It's 60 quid for Battlefield or whatever, normal price.
Yeah, I'm not sure about the...
No campaign.
60 quid with no campaign?
Yeah, it's just multiplayer. And, well, they're adding to stuff throughout the year, but there's a fucking 90 quid version of Battlefield.
That's always a 90 quid version.
And it's not got a campaign?
No, no campaign.
How the fuck? They're going to have a battle pass and shit as well, though.
Yeah, there's all that. If you buy the super nutter version, you basically get a year's worth of battle pass included.
I like that, super nutter version. Yeah. Just call it that.
I can't be
Vanguard's got a £100 version, isn't it? And £99.99. I saw it on Xbox the other day.
100 quid. Oof.
That's a lot of, that seems like a lot of money.
I'm assuming it's 110 quid on PlayStation if they have extra tenors.
Oh,
well. I don't think I'll be buying it.
I might get it. I do like my COD, so I'll probably... I've never been a Black Ops fan, so I've missed a couple of them, but I do like
World War II. Pretty good. I don't really... I think I'm done with old wars. Although, isn't it a bit like... It's like an alternate history thing? Is it like later than the World War II? Well, as if the World War II continued for another 20 years type of thing.
They've got to tie it into this somehow, haven't they? I assume it's carrying on a story or a retro story, looking back, prequel or whatever. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, we'll have to wait too long, will we?
But Warzone, as long as that stays, then there's no really need to buy it, is there?
No, I mean, that's where the fun for me is, that sort of stuff. I mean, like, we all got together basically playing PUBG, well, like me, Dave, like Fraser and that. And that, no one's really playing PUBG anymore, out of any of us. We dip back in occasionally, very rarely. But, like, Warzone's just, it's not PUBG. It's not like PUBG. It's more Call of Duty. Like PUBG was fucking hard.
It was like, hardcore, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. The guns are shit. They don't work, basically. They don't fucking hit anything. not like in Call of Duty, I'm not particularly good, but I can kill people in Call of Duty. So
But like there's no feedback from like shooting. So you like you don't actually know if you've hit anyone.
Like yeah, Warzone, Call of Duty is a game. Whereas PUBG, it was more like these, what do they call it? Not an immersive sim, but like, they were like down the armor route rather than, which is a bit more military simulator rather than a video game.
But, yeah. Not very forgiving. Well, I say not very, not forgiving at all. But yeah,
definitely like, I mean, we won the other week, whatever, when we were streaming. I didn't even know we'd fucking won until it fucking come up.
Yeah.
So it's like, I just run around killing things, basically, in Call of Duty. Whereas it's like, in PUBG, you used to like, used to get a lot more like tense and I could really almost hear my heart beating in my fucking neck while I was playing like those last few people in PUBG. I don't get like that playing Warzone.
So. I think we've won at least one game most streams, haven't we?
Yeah.
Pretty much. We won one the other night when we all played. We won one. Me and Dave won one earlier week on Saturday, and then you two won one last Wednesday, didn't you? So, get one win an evening is satisfying enough. Well, it doesn't really matter, does it? You don't really have to win. It's just bloody good fun.
I feel like I've gone back to sort of learning it again from where, like, I didn't play it for ages. So I feel like I'm just learning it all over again. And it's
more of a challenge. Play something else. It's so difficult to get back up to a standard because you're just pressing the wrong buttons all the time for the first bloody couple of hours. And once you get back into the swing of it, there's, it's all right, but we better move on. What else you got there, Dave? Or what have you got? You haven't mentioned.
That was Neil. because you talked about Grime, Art Rally, Warzone. Obviously, I've been playing Warzone. I picked up, on the basis that Neil said is downloaded, a game called Craftopia. It's on Game Pass at the moment. It's kind of like a... The best way to describe it is an early access Zelda... Not Zelda. Is it Zelda?
It was a mishmash of lots of genres.
A bit of Minecraft, a bit of Factorio. There's basically lots of automation and crafting and... I suppose not Minecraft, because you're not actually... like changing the environment, but you're like mining materials and doing farming. It's okay. It's a strong okay. There's like I've only played it for about an hour and a half. And there's lots of crafting, so you've got to get the right materials and you've got to you start off on an island. It's basically the starter island, and where you get sort of acquainted with, okay, right, build a house, this is what mining looks like, this, you've got to chop logs, you've got to chop down trees, here are enemies, this is how you defeat them, this is how you craft new weapons, okay, here's a dungeon, this is how dungeons work, yada yada yada. And the basic premise is that you move around different islands to mine and discover different things, different materials to then you can upgrade, like progress through the eras to then allow you to craft and manufacture and automate different processes. So at the moment, I'm still going through sort of copper, iron, steel, silver era, and I'm crafting my way and making sort of different things. But I can see there's automation, like,
yes, there's conveyor belts.
On the next bit, yeah, there's conveyor belts. There's like factories where you can set an item to be crafted and that needs different materials to for them to be done. And yeah, there's lots of things like that. But from where I'm at the moment, it's still more of the sort of action adventure part. I haven't actually gone fully deep into that bit. I'd say I'm only been playing an hour and a half, probably maybe 2 hours now. It's fun. I like the learning about these different things. I don't think the game's got a great review because it's still early access, and apparently some of the later stage things are missing.
Just what it is when you get early access.
There is a progression system, so you level up and you can spend your level up points against various different things, like different combat abilities or magic. I haven't got no magic at all, or to do with your looting and mining and everything like that. So I think there is a lot to it. It's a Game Pass game. I think it's on Steam for about £20.
I definitely remember looking at it when I'd seen it on Steam ages ago. I was like, this looks, because it was in the middle of the Valheim.
Yes.
Like obsession.
Yeah.
And I was like, this looks like it could be a bit Valheim-y, because it's like the co-op thing you can get together on and all that stuff.
Yeah, so there is a co-op bit. So basically you create a local, the person creates a local host, so they host the server on their computer and then other people can join it. But the character that you use in that can be used, can be switched from single player to multiplayer, and you can use the same character to be across. So your progression and your character moves across, but your items don't, which is good. Which is, I think that's a perfectly acceptable way to do it. But yeah, it's the actual building side of it isn't as deep as Valheim, at least it's not for me yet. It's fairly simple, but to be honest, I've only gone to two different islands, and what I'm seeing is like 64. So what I hope is there'll be an island that will be just somewhere where I can like do a proper building and do like get all the construction materials and farmland and everything I need just to automate it all, because at the moment I'm kind of on the side of a cliff and I've run out of space for my initial building, let alone anything else. So it's an interesting one. I do keep meaning to stream it, but every time I think, oh, I'll just load it up and I'll just get into it, and then like I'm half an hour in, it's like, oh, I'll just do this bit, and then an hour, like half hour later, I'm like, yeah, I'm done, and I should have streamed it, but I didn't, so yeah. Oh well. But that's about it, really. That's all I've been doing this week. I know Pilch has got a few other things that he's been playing.
A couple, yeah, nothing too lengthy, I don't think. Resident Evil 7. I started playing it before, and I absolutely hated it. But I thought it might be interesting to have another look and stream it, which I did Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm.
I played an hour or so, I think, didn't I? Hour and a bit. It's all right. I remember
you started from the beginning again, did you?
Yeah, started from the beginning. Actually, I literally stopped at the same point that I stopped last
time.
When I had to start solving the puzzles. I just want to run away from zombies or kill zombies. It is what I've played. I did enjoy, especially if anyone, I mean, it's been out a little while now. Basically, you're in a house. You go to find your girlfriend. She's disappeared. You go to this house and all this weird shit's going on. This guy follows you around, and you have to try and escape. You find your girlfriend, you have to try and escape. Something happens, and then you're in the house with the family. And it's basically you trying to get out of the house. And there's the usual little puzzles that you have to do to solve, to get a key or unlock a room or whatever. But I just can't be asked to keep going backwards and forwards, looking for things.
I was going to say, does it do that Resident Evil thing where you go around the same bits all over and over and over?
Yeah. So it's a pretty impressive looking game. I don't know.
Has it been Series X'd up?
I don't know. That might have been why I played it. That's why I played the next game I'm going to talk about, because that's been Series X'd up. But it's all right. Resident Evil, it's Resident Evil.
It's not Resident Evil.
It's more like the old games than 5 or 6 were. They were more sort of hack and slashy games, weren't they? This one, at least you're in a building and it's a bit more I'm trying to think of a film that is. There's more of a story that's involved directly in what you're doing with this family, rather than like a corporation type thing.
Yeah.
I don't know how the game progresses. I assume it's all based around that fella and his weird family. I don't know, because I didn't really look too much into it. But it's all right. I know Fraser loves all these games.
I don't know if finished this. Did he finish this one? I can't remember what he said now. I played the first bit.
Right.
You get, like, I don't know if there was a demo for this game, wasn't it? I don't know. Is that just the start of the game? I can't remember.
That might have been why I played it the first time, and I never bought it, and it's on Game Pass now. So perhaps that's why I played the demo and then stopped That might be.
Do you follow some dude? It's like you're doing something that happened years ago, and then you start the game proper, don't you? Is that fair?
Yeah. You well, yeah. You go into the building, and then there's like a flashback of because your girlfriend's gone to this place, and she's disappeared. Then it shows some like people doing a film, like a journalist sort of broadcasty thing, and like then something happens.
Derek Acora type.
Yeah, yeah, that's it. I'm not going to do the voice. I can't do a Scouse. And we've already ascertained you can't do Welsh very well, so we'll move on.
He wasn't Welsh. He was Australian.
He was Australian. That's what I thought. Yeah, that's I was getting the Australian vibes.
So you must have been all right, because you did say he was Welsh. And I was like, I did think he was Welsh.
It's all right. If I had stuck with it, probably would have been a good stream, because there's some fucking... Even the bit I played of it, there's some bits in it.
Did you meet? Because I remember it's still very early, so I'm going to spoil the very, very early stage, because I only played it for about an hour maximum. So you meet your girlfriend again.
Yep.
You played that bit.
Yes. She attacked you. That's where
I stopped playing it, I think. Because I was just like, this is just too fucking weird.
Oh, God, it was, yeah. She came back a couple of times. You took her out. Let's spoil a 5-year-old game, whatever it is. And then next minute you're sitting with, I'm assuming it's her mum and dad, is it?
Yeah, see, I didn't get this far. I literally got to the point where there was a chainsaw involved, and I was like, right, that's it, I'm done.
Oh, yeah. Well, oh, God, there's a scene in the garage with a car that you have to ram the guy in the garage with the car, and that's pretty fucking... You're in the car and he's trying to get you out of the car, and you have to keep ramming the car back and forth. Oh, you know, it's like, what was that bloody film with
Scream?
Something the spy like that. Who Shagged Me. What's that?
Oh, right.
Austin Powers. When he's going back and forth. Yeah, well, you're in the garage with his car trying to fucking turn it. It's quite good. So, good bits in it, but like I said, as soon as you got to the puzzly bit of it, that's where I lost interest. So,
yeah, maybe
you've got to go and pick something up, take it to somewhere else, put there's something in a clock, so you have to take a bit of the clock, and then you have to take it back and put that in, and that opens something else. You take that out and you go back to I can't be doing it. I ain't got patience to do all that. So I've done with that. The last thing I don't think I've streamed any of this. There's a Sniper Elite 4. I've obviously been playing Zombie Army. It's done by the same people. You're a sniper, and it's just working through various campaigns in Europe.
This is World War II, isn't it?
World War II, yep. And I started playing it again because it's been all next-gen up. I don't know why I stopped playing it, because I've played all of these. But I think it's because I wasn't in a mood... For this is really stealthy. If you start alerting your presence to the enemy, they fucking come and pretty much wipe you out. So you cannot go in guns blazing. You have to creep around. You have to take out various officers and without alerting the rest of the people around you. And if they find you, you're fucked basically. And at the time, I think I weren't in the mood for that sort of game. But I've started it now, and I spent the first day on this little island, and there was two or three things you have to do to progress to get off the island. And there's probably five or six side missions you can do while you're there. And I just spent like 3 hours just creeping around this island, taking out everything, everybody, all the officers, all finding all the little bits and just creeping around. And then every now and then getting a sniper out and shooting someone from like a couple of hundred yards away, and then sort of retreating and ducking down and creeping about. Oh, it's flipping brilliant. It's got all the mechanics of the usual rebellion stuff, where you've got the X-ray shots and the testicles, and you can follow your follow your bullet from the gun to the kill. That's brilliant. Just, I was thinking about what my favourite, not genre, but sort of series of games. And I think this and the Zombie Army games, just, I can't fault them. I just play them to death. They're so good. I don't know have you played any of the Sniper Elite ones?
But I can't remember which one, I've played 3 or 4. I was playing one. And I'm just not very good at them. That's the problem. I keep alerting everyone. I'm like, fuck's sake.
And there's a lot of creeping about in the grass. Yeah. But when I'm in the mood for that, that's just what I want. And at the moment, I am absolutely loving it.
Yeah. Did you play, like, Splinter Cell and all that then?
That and Hitman and things like that, I don't really like. I don't generally like the stealthy things. Like, you can in there were some other ones. What's the other Nazi? Wolfensteins.
Mm.
You're supposed to creep about a lot in them.
And yeah, but you have an option in there.
Yeah, whereas I never do. I just fucking go in and shoot everything in sight. But you can't do that on this. If you could, I would just go gung-ho and just take a fucking shotgun and a Tommy gun and absolutely just annihilate everything. But you can't do it. They just don't let you do it. There's a constantly... You alert, the more noise you make, the more backups that come to take you out. I just love it. I absolutely love it. So
yeah, I experience about that. Feel like I'd spend a lot of time watching people walk around in circles and then not really doing a lot. Just like,
it's not worth streaming it really, because there's no action in it. And there's not really much commentary you can give to it, because there's not a lot you do.
I've watched this guy for 15 minutes now. So, yeah. Doesn't seem like a streaming game, that's for sure. But I don't know where I can't remember if I've still got it installed, but I definitely have played that. No, it's not on my... Well, since I've done my PC, I think I've probably binned it off, but...
Yeah, I've played Sniper Elite 4. I've got that on Steam. I don't know if I paid for it on Steam, or I don't know. I must have done.
Yeah, I think I got it in a bundle or something at some point. I've picked it up dirt cheap somehow.
Yeah. But you say did it get updated for the Series S, did you say?
Yeah, it's all been super sexed up for the Xbox.
Super sexed.
Yeah, I've got Sniper Elite 4 in my library, but I know on my humble list of games, I've got, I think, 1, 2, and 3 in there, but I haven't claimed them.
It's almost like his internet's gone out again at the same time.
Oh, hello.
Fuck it. Right. What time were we playing the other night and my internet went off?
That's what I'm just saying.
It's exactly the same time, isn't it?
Pretty much.
Fuck, they must be doing something, because it goes off and then just literally all restarts and comes back again.
Yeah.
I know they're putting all new lines in on because they're built, I'm on a new estate and they're still building all over the place. So whether they're doing something,
it's like a strange time of night to do it.
Except now, well, they do all that sort of shit at night, don't they? When they're doing new lines and shit, and they test stuff, because they probably think not many people are. That is literally the fucking same time. The whole of me, all my Wi-Fi discs go down, and then 3 minutes later, it all comes back up again.
Yeah.
I'm sure we can cut that bit out. You were probably talking about some interesting stuff anyway.
Pilch is not talking. He seems very quiet.
Well, Pilch is talking again.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Braze has got some editing to do. No worries.
Only a couple of minutes.
Where were we?
Right. Okay. So I'm back. So let's. Oh, you was messaging me, was you? Blah blah blah. BRB pit. Oh, went for a piss. You went for a piss while I was down, did you?
No, that was ages ago.
I don't look at the chat when I'm on thing, so I normally look at the screen of us, all our pictures. Okay, oh, right.
Pictures. One of those... You got pictures up?
Yeah. A little, on the recording bit, on the podcast.
Oh, yeah, she clicked on the podcast thing.
Yeah.
I'm not on there.
Yeah, then I can see who's talking, so you are on there.
Well, I know, but I wasn't watching that.
Oh, you're not on that.
I have the chat up.
All right, okay. I either have that or...
So I know when Dave went for a piss at 11:39.
Oh, yeah, okay. Right, are we done for what we've been playing? I'm finished on Sniper, so...
Yeah.
Has anyone want to put some news in? It's up to you, not? I'm not that fast.
I can't think what we've had this week. Nothing good news, anyway, I don't think.
No.
There was a bit of Gamescom bollocks. Anyone remember anything from Gamescom?
Oh, there's some problem with Halo again. Campaign co-op.
Yeah, well, that's just not... You don't play campaign co-op when you first play Halo, do you? You play it on your own.
No. No one ever plays it. I've been begging people for years to play, because I've done all the campaigns in Legendary or whatever. But no one... I can never get anyone to play co-op with me, so they're not going to fucking matter then, is it?
You've got to install 180 gigabytes of fucking Halo if I want to do that.
Yeah, I know. I don't think I've got it on mine at the moment. Sometimes I just whack it back on and think, okay, it's only going to take me a couple of hours to install that. I'll put it on, but I never get to play.
It's definitely a day of downloads for me.
I've played it to death so many times anyway, and I've never been into the online part of it.
Multiplayer.
So, yeah, so I'm not going to...
The multiplayer.
I don't... There's not enough variety in it for me. Just a lot of jumpy... Just because a lot of the levels are multi-level, aren't they? There just seem to be a lot of double jumping about, and I don't know. It's too... Everyone's jumping. You can't shoot people because they're fucking jumping around the map everywhere.
Yeah. Just stand still so I could shoot you.
Yeah.
But the campaigns, I've played them all, that all Reach and all them, I've played them to death. Absolutely love them. I play them again and again, but no one seems to want to install it. So, never mind.
I don't know. I might be tempted. Is it 4-player co-op?
Might be. Maybe. Yeah, I think you can do 4. Yeah.
Yeah, I might be tempted.
But that doesn't matter if it's 4-player, if it's just you and me.
Well, that's true. But I've not...
The other two. Fraser won't install it, will he? It'd take him 2 weeks to install that.
Yeah, make sure he starts that before he goes away for a couple of days or something.
The Master Chief Collection is included with Game Pass.
It is.
It is, yeah.
Halo 4.
It is a monster download, as I recall.
Especially with all the 4K assets.
Yeah.
It's mental. Yeah, it's nearly 200 gig. You can download them individually, though.
You could.
Game.
I got invited to the next Master Chief Collection Flighting. I'm allowed to say this because this is not NDA'd up. But so it's season 8, is it, or Master Chief Collection or something? But it's all it's mostly multiplayer based. But Firefight on the ODST is introducing the Flood or something, I saw. So as like the main enemy, there's loads of variations coming. Looks like that. I mean, that was an absolute fucking disaster when that game launched, wasn't it? I bought that game.
Oh god, yeah.
Pre-bought that game, yeah.
Mm.
And then it just didn't fucking work, basically, when it came out.
No.
But it took now
2 fucking years to get it anywhere near working.
It's pretty impressive what they've put together now.
Oh, it's got every single map, from every single game. You just literally fucking choose what you want to do. It's seamless.
I was playing it a while back. I think this was before my PC went all fucking Google. But I was just for an hour or two, just went in and it was just like jumping. 1 minute you're playing Halo 1, next minute it's like Halo 4, then you go back and play Halo 2, and then you're off playing Halo 3 maps, and you're like, oh yeah, I remember playing this map, I remember playing this map. Yeah, it's pretty cool what they've done.
Yeah, might be something I'll get back into. Might be for future, like I say, future, when we've had enough of Warzone.
Yeah.
Right, well, I think that's about it then, isn't it?
I think so.
Right, so now, we're going to talk about, or I'm going to talk about the Twitch channel. If you don't follow us already, we have got a Twitch channel, Seal Podcast. We're quite active on it at the moment. It's not all Warzone, although there is a lot of Warzone.
I don't like it.
But we're generally, between us, we're playing something different most weeks, aren't we? So,
If I buy a new game, I'll try and play the first couple of hours, maybe, of a new game.
Yeah, that's what I've been trying to do. So, every first hour or so of something interesting. I know Neil's been spending a lot of time doing some behind-the-scenes stuff, but we're by no means a professional outfit. We're just streaming. We're just playing anyway, so we thought we might as well stream while we're playing. We're having fun doing it. So if you see it pop up on one of your various devices, then come and just have a little look and a chat.
Yeah.
We haven't got anything structured. Makes it a bit more interesting. Yeah. Yeah, more interesting for us. It's nice for us just to have a little chat. You can come and abuse us. We don't care.
You're not going to see any Shroud level gameplay when we're playing Call of Duty, that's for sure.
No. And if you do have such a thing, we're not going to beg for money, but if you do have Amazon Prime, you can always use your free sub to sub to us. We really would appreciate it. It's up to you. Or just follow us and pop in the chat. We don't really care, do we, boys?
No, I mean, the main thing is to get the interaction going. It's great when people turn up and you have a little bit of a chin wag and whatnot and have a few laughs.
I think Wednesday night seems to be a cod thing up at the moment.
Warzone Wednesday.
Warzone Wednesday.
Whether that's going to be regular, we'll see.
Well, it'll be on for a little while, maybe.
I'm generally on streaming on a Saturday morning / afternoon for a couple of 3 hours. So join us. Come and join us. Give us a little follow and see what we're up to. If Fraser might even do some streaming. You never know.
Yeah, but we better talk about that. He did some this afternoon. And it triggered all the Twitter alerts and everything.
Yeah.
And then we had a tweet saying, oh, we tuned in and there was nothing there. And it was like, and it's not even on the VODs. But he deleted it. He deleted the VOD.
Right.
Because it was literally a test stream, apparently. It was like,
I did that the other week. We'll talk about this when we've finished. Right. That's it then.
Yeah. Cool. Thank you for listening.
Yes. Do you want to do the little spiel?
Yeah. So thank you for listening to the Seal Podcast. If you'd like to ask questions or get involved, please contact us either on Twitter at Seal Podcast, email us at sealpodcast@gmail.com, or come and join us on our Discord server. A link is pinned on Twitter. You've already gone over the Twitch stuff. So just say thank you very much for listening. I hope you've enjoyed it as much as we've enjoyed making it. It's weird to think that we actually create the content, because we're just sitting here chatting and about the stuff we do and playing in the week and shit we get on with, but we've had quite a lot of feedback about people listening and enjoying, it's quite nice that we can entertain people while we're just chattering about our everyday lives.
I assume the boss will be back next week.
Boss man.
Back in our place.
Yeah, get the whip out. Say, oi.
Yeah. He's probably going to be listening.
Coconut and tomato talk.
Move it on, he's going. Move it on.
No.
Say goodbye, chaps. Come on.
Right. Thank you. See you later.
See ya.
See you later.